So, there is a verse by Rupa Goswami. He is a direct disciple of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, that verse teaches us the six things that guarantee success in spiritual life. And the first one, I see that Meenakshi Vrajarani has. It is called Utsahan, enthusiasm. And if I can give you any blessing, I bless you that you never lose enthusiasm for Krishna, for chanting, for any item of devotional service. I never want you to lose your enthusiasm. So the question then becomes, how could you lose it? Yes, you can lose. And the way we lose that is by committing offenses. So we are guided to guard against offenses in chanting. There are 10. There are offenses in regards to worshiping the deity. We can commit offenses to other living entities. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells us to always remain meek and humble. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Krivasindubhyayipacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. If we can remain enthusiastic, then everything, success will be there. There are positive activities, chanting, hearing, all the different activities of devotional service should be performed enthusiastically, and they will in turn give us enthusiasm. Recently, this month, by Krishna's grace, I was shown something. And I was shown that if you just give up just a little bit of sense gratification, Krishna will give you so much utsahan. I saw it this month. I gave up this much, and immediately I saw, wow. So now I want to give up more and more and more because I love this enthusiasm. I would like to speak a verse from the Bhagavad Gita, a verse that I hope you all know. Please repeat. Rajya Vidya,
Rajya Vidya,
Rajaguyam,
Rajaguyam,
Pavitram,
Pavitram,
Idam,
Idam,
Uttamam,
Uttamam,
Pratyakshavagamang,
Pratyakshavagamang,
Dharmyang,
Dharmam,
Susukam,
Susukam,
Kartum Avyayam,
Kartum Avyayam.
Last month I read something from my spiritual master. He said that if you just look at these word-for-word definitions of the shlokas, you can get so much inspiration. So I'm going to attempt that. So the first word, please repeat, Radya Vidya.
Radya Vidya.
So Krishna is saying in this verse that this Bhagavad Gita is the king of education. I mentioned earlier, I did not go to college or university. It was my own choice. I decided to become a disciple of Duryodhan. I was following the Duryodhan Sampradaya. Sinful. Lust, anger, and greed. But then after about 5 years, I stumbled upon Krishna. I stumbled upon Bhagavad Gita. That changed my life. So that was 1973. So now over 40 years, I have been studying Bhagavad Gita. And I can definitely affirm what Krishna is saying. This is the king of education. I don't feel like I'm missing. I have no desire to want to get a degree or this or that. What do I want to do? I want to read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ramayana, Mahabharata. That is my higher education. And I'm so satisfied. I told you before. I'm so satisfied. Just being able to come to somebody's house and speak about Bhagavad Gita, that's my happiness. That's why I love it when somebody invites me to their home for a program. If you want my full blessings, invite me to your house to do a program. Then you will get my full blessings. Tonight after Arti, I'll give you a little blessing. But if you invite me to your home and do one of these programs, you get full blessings. Hint, 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 hint. Recently, somebody was spreading a stupid rumor that I charge $500 to do these programs. I said, I wish. No, I don't charge. I depend on Krishna. Krishna tells the person, give him. So, if you ever heard that, it's nonsense. I simply, with the blessings of... Do I still have your blessings? Did you hear that? That lovely word. I still have her blessings. She lets me go all over the world and talk about and sing about Krishna. Next month I'll be gone practically the whole month. I'll be in Panama and Santiago, Chile, with your blessings. May Krishna fulfill all your desires for allowing me that. Because this Bhagavad Gita, these Vedic literatures, the king of education, my mind is fully satisfied just every day reading and studying. Next word, please repeat. Rajaguhyam.
Rajaguhyam.
The king of confidential knowledge. Yes. Now, don't misunderstand. It's not that it's exclusive. Confidential means it is very, very special. It is very, very sublime. That's another word, sublime. But it's available to everyone. All you have to do is take advantage of it. But instead of reading Bhagavad Gita, what do I do? Stupid sports and politics. I'm not saying you. People in general. They waste their time with Bollywood and Hollywood when they should be spending their time reading and hearing Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, Ramayana, Srimad Bhagavatam. Our human form of life is so valuable. We can't waste a moment. We should be utilizing. Next word. Pavitram.
Pavitram.
Purest.
Purest.
Right? So when something is pure, that is very, very nice. Shuddh ghee. Everybody knows me. They know I love shuddh ghee. Right. When something is pure, then it is very, very attractive. So this Bhagavad Gita is pure, spoken by Bhagavan. And we heard several times today, not only is he Bhagavan, but he's Purna Bhagavan. He's the topmost Bhagavan. There may be many Bhagavans. Bhagavan this, I have so many Bhagavans. Krishna is Bhagavan of the Bhagavans. He says that in Bhagavad Gita. Matak parataram nanyat. There's no Bhagavan superior to me. Don't criticize me. I'm just repeating what Krishna says. You got a problem, take it up with him. But Krishna says, I am the supreme. Next word. Uttamam. Transcendental. So in the beginning we studied Purushottama. Purusha Uttamam. The transcendental person. The topmost person. Now this next two words to me are very, very special. Pratyaksha Avagamam. This means that this king of education, this confidential knowledge, this purest knowledge, this transcendental knowledge will be directly perceived by you. This to me is very, very important. In the religion that I was raised in, they told me, you have to obey all these things, be good, and then when you die, then you get your dividend. But Bhagavad Gita is different. You get the dividend now. Pratyaksha Bhagamam. It is directly perceived by you as you execute it. And for me, it was really easy. The first time I went to the temple and they gave me Mahaprasad. That was it. All right, sign me up. I'm ready. That Mahaprasad tasted so good. I jumped up. Give me more. Give me more. And they said, no, you got to come back tomorrow. So I was coming just because that Mahaprasad tasted. And you all know, I've been doing this now. This is 94, 2004, 14. Right? No, I haven't been doing 40 years. Yeah, but not like this, though. Anyway, I do these programs for the prasad. Everybody knows that. Right? So it's directly perceived. And I told you earlier how I was reading Mahabharata and I was thinking, it can't get any better. And then I would read the next, oh my God, I can't believe what I just read. When I read Bhagavatam, or now I'm reading the Ramayana, every chapter it gets better and better. So I have, I have experience. Same way with chanting, with everything in this Krishna consciousness. The clothing, right? So comfortable. Actually, we look good in these clothes. I liked it. I like everything about Krishna consciousness. I remember when I first joined the temple, so they gave me some kopins. I said, what's that? He said, this is called Brahmin underwear. So they showed me how it... I said, wow, this is cool. I liked everything about it. The dhoti, everything. That's why I'm sure, I'm convinced I was Hindu in my last life. I had to be. You all agree, right?
Yes.
Just like my... Ask my wife. 99%, who do I hang out with? Yeah. I love every aspect of this Krishna, the Sanskrit, everything. The devotee association. I understood by direct perception. That's why if somebody challenges me, you think you have something better? Prove it. You don't have anything better than samosa kachori. You don't have a better philosophy. Bring me your concept of God. Does he play a flute?
No.
Thank you. Then, what concept of God are you going to compare to Krishna? Everything about Krishna is all attractive. Now, the last line. Please repeat. Susukam.
Susukam.
Susukam means that Krishna consciousness is performed. Susukam kartam. It's executed happy, joyful. I don't see anybody morose here today. Nobody's crying. Right? Because everything about this is susukam. It's very, very joyful. When I, at the end of the program, and I'm driving home, I got to be careful. I don't go 90 miles an hour because I'm so susukam. I have to calm down a bit. That's why I carry all the equipment, because by the time I carry the equipment, I was like, all right, I have to calm down a little bit, because this preaching and chanting is susukam. It's joyfully performed. Did you have fun playing harmonium today? Right? Your face tells me everything. You could all just look, turn around, show them your face. Come on. Susukam. Susukam. And then the last word, avyayam. Yes, everybody?
Avyayam.
Everlasting. In other words, the amount of time you invested tonight goes into your eternal account. And Obama can't touch it. Your eternal account. This little girl, she just loudly said something, right? It was written in your book. What's your name?
Krisha.
All right, Krishna. Krisha. So, what you did was noted down in your spiritual book. And that will one day pay big, big dividends for you. Look at Uncle here. He was once your age. Now look at him. He's expert harmonium. And you're leading the kirtan tonight. Will you do that service? I want you to rock the house. All right? Very good. So it's everlasting. You don't lose anything. The only thing you lose is your anxiety. Every little aspect of Krishna consciousness is your eternal reward. Now, what I'd like to do for the last few minutes, I want you to hear the words of my spiritual master. It'll just be a few minutes. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra for me. Now this is a song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Prabhupada is giving the purport. So this is very apropos for householders. I don't see any sannyasis in the room. We're all grihastas. So this song is apropos. It's just a few minutes. Where is my pujari for the evening? So as soon as this is done, you blow the conch, you get in front of the microphone, be ready to lead the kirtan. All right, let's hear Prabhupada.
Manas deha griha jo kichu mor. This is a song sung by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's teaching the process of full surrender.
1866.
Manas deha griha jo kichu mor. First of all, he is surrendering the mind, because mind is the origin of all kinds of speculation, and rendering devotional service means first controlling the mind. Therefore he says, manasa means mind, then deha, senses. Sharir, deha means this body. Body means senses. So if we surrender the mind unto the lotus feet of Krishna, then automatically the senses also become surrender. Then my home, deha geha, geha means home. Jo kichu moro, our all possession are comprising these three things, mind, body and our home. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur proposes to surrender everything. Ottinutvapade Nandakishara. Nandakishara is Krishna. So I am surrendering my mind, my body and my home unto you. Now, sampade vipade jivane mara. Either I am in happiness or I am in distress, either I am living condition or I am dead. Daimamo gela thua upodagarane. Now I am relieved. I am feeling relief because I have surrendered unto you everything. Maharavi rakhavi jaichatvara. Now it is up to you whether you like to keep me or you want to kill me. That depends on you. Nitta dasa prati thua udhikara. You have got every right to do whatever you think right and relation with your servant. I am your eternal servant. Janamayavi moye iccha jaditara. If you so desire, because a devotee goes back to home, goes back to Godhead. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur proposes, if you like that I shall again take birth, it doesn't matter. Bhakto gihe jani janma ho. That's only request is that if I have to take my birth, please kindly give me the chance of taking my birth in a devotee's house. Kita janma ho jathatu aras. I don't mind if I am born as an insect. But I must be in the house of a devotee. Bahirmukh brahma janme nahi maras. I do not like non-devotee life even I am born as a Lord Brahma. I want to remain with the devotee. Bhukti mukti spriha bihinyo je bhakta. I want such devotee who doesn't care for material happiness or spiritual liberation. Labhaite tako sanga nurag. I simply desire to be associated with such pure devotee. Janaka janani daita tanaya. Now, henceforward, you are my father, you are my brother, you are my daughter, you are my son, you are my lord, you are my spiritual master, you are my husband, everything you are. Bhakati vinoda kahe sunakana. My lord, Kana, Krishna, you are the lover of Radharani, but you are my life and soul. Kindly give me protection.